Flable, food labelling to advance better education for life. Appropriate and understandable nutritional information on food products could help consumers make more informed food choices and potentially improve their well-being. The EU-funded project Flable aims to determine how nutrition information on food labels can affect dietary choices and consumer habits. At the Euroscience Open Forum 2010, which took place in Turin, Italy in July, Ufik spoke with Professor Hans van Tripp of Wageningen University in the Netherlands about his Flable research into how consumers pay attention to and read food labels.
Could you explain what the Flable project is?
The Flable project is a European research project funded by DG Research within the Framework 7 program. And it's specifically aimed to provide the scientific basis on the use of nutrition information on food labels, including scientific evidence for assessing the impact of different food labeling schemes on actual use.
Harmonizing food labeling across Europe to help consumers make more informed food choices is an ongoing discussion at European level. How does Flable feed into this debate?
Flable actually feeds in that debate in a number of different ways. On the one hand, we use different labeling schemes currently existing in many of the European markets, and we use them as input, as basis for our work on assessing the elements of an even more effective nutrition label. We also collect data in many different European countries to make sure that we also take due account of cultural differences on how consumers go about with nutrition labels. And overall, we think that the harmonization is an important thing, because in this global world, it would really be very helpful for consumers to help them make informed choices if they would encounter the same labeling schemes in different European countries.
You lead the study area examining attention and reading of food labels. How does this feed into the overall Flable project?
Well, the work we're doing on attention and reading of labels is really one of the work packages in the totality of the Flable project. And you could say that we really look at the very basic fundamental processes as to whether labels are actually attended to by consumers, whether they attract some basic information, and whether they recognize the labels in making choices. So it's really a first step in a process complementary to many of the other work packages, which look at processes like understanding whether consumers like the labels, whether they actually use the labels when making choices. But overall, we think that the attention is really what economists would say a necessary but insufficient condition for labels to have an effect on actual use. And we're looking specifically into the processes that drive attention for labels.
How did you design your research methodology?
Well, because of the basic nature of what we're looking at, the attention processes, we also have very specialist methodologies. So we build heavily on methodologies from cognitive psychology, including work on visual search tasks, where consumers are asked simply to recognize or detect the presence or absence of labels, and we measure response times. We also look at the, we do quite a bit of research on eye tracking methodology to actually check with consumers where the eye goes if they are confronted with assortments in which labels may be present or absent. And we do experimental choice tasks where we actually systematically vary the assortments in terms of the labeling schemes and look at whether consumers actually respond to those labels in changing their purchases.
Have you got some early results?
Yes, we have some early results already. They confirm very much that the attention processes are really a bottleneck and that it's important to do everything we can to actually drive consumers in attending to those nutrition labels as a basis for their informed choices. And one of the things we find is that there are two important processes going on. So on the one hand, it's features of the labels, also in the context of the food packaging where it appears, or even in the total assortment in which it appears, that drive attention. But importantly also, it's about top-down processes. So which mindset or which goals consumers actually go to the shopping task. And if your mindset is health-oriented, consumers are much more likely to actually attend to those labels.
So what are the next steps in your research?
Well, some of the research we've done now is still specific to individual countries or individual target groups. And before we are going to present those findings, we're going to validate them in different countries, because we see that food labeling schemes matter. But we cannot rule out the explanation that this might be due to familiarity with food labels in those particular cultures or those particular countries. So we're currently working on validation studies to see whether our results hold across different countries. And once that's being established, we're going to carry on the research in the higher processes of information processing, like understanding, liking, and actual use.
FLABEL, food labeling to advance better education for life.